On February 13th, Professor Lori Johnston's investigative journalism class did not meet in their regular classroom at UGA's Grady College. Instead, they met at the downtown Athens courthouse to attend the attempted murder trial of George F. Jones. The students, attentively seated, scribbled down notes about expert testimony, lawyer jargon, jury behavior, and evidence photos. All the while, a man accused of attempted murder sat no more than 10 feet from them, awaiting his verdict. The next day, George F. Jones was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison. 6 days later, he was found unresponsive in his jail cell after suffering a seizure. A few hours later, he was pronounced dead. I'm Jonathan Crandall, a graduate student at Grady College and also a student in Mrs. Johnson's class. I sat down with four other classmates to discuss this experience.
If y'all would introduce yourselves.
I'm Margaret Fole.
I'm Emily Lanuk.
Aaron Smay.
Ellie Cash.
If y'all just want to briefly describe, like, why you attended the trial.
So I'm in the investigative journalism class with Lori Johnston, and we ended up going to a attempted murder trial, I believe, because he did not actually murder her, but he tried to. It was really, really interesting. It was so fascinating to be like 10 feet from someone who did that, who's on trial, and then 6 days later, he's found dead in his cell. And it's just really interesting. And then the article that kind of announced his death said that he did not have, well, he was taking medication for some medical conditions, but he didn't have any known medical condition that could cause him to have a seizure. So that's kind of what sparked me to like want to investigate that more. You know, did the jail not give him his medicine on time, or did it not give it to him at all? Like, is that why he had a seizure? So going to that court case is really just honestly what sparked my interest in the whole investigation in the first place.
As far as being just at the trial, are there any things about it that stood out to you?
I think the fact that the, like, obviously I don't want to like bring TV into it, but being in that situation I think was a lot more real. Just when they brought the evidence out and were showing the pictures of like the blood at the house, at the scene of the house, just made it like, and even the evidence, like the bath mats that had blood stains on them and stuff, it just made it more like solidified and real in my mind that, oh, this isn't just something that is like a trial that has this like sort of crazy circumstances around it, isn't just what you see on TV. Like, these things are happening in real life, and not a lot of people have the opportunity to sit in, I think, like, even as a civilian perspective, but even, like, as a journalistic perspective on that.
I agree. It was really brutal, just and very intimate, like, sitting in there with him. Like, we were, you know, I was two or three rows behind the, you know, the alleged assault, or, yeah, the guy, and it was kind of harrowing. They were bringing out things like the broken, you know, handgun handle, just, yeah, bullet casings, and they showed pictures of the woman he brutalized, and it was pretty rough. And at one point they like turned him around to cuff him and lead him out of the room, and here we are, you know, 19, 20, just college students, kind of like awkwardly grinning up at him, and this guy is possibly going to jail. I think it was really interesting, too, that they showed his social security card with its number just to everyone in the courtroom. What's to stop us from
stealing his identity?
Yeah. So that was a bit weird to me. It seems like, in a way, they were kind of, the innocent until proven guilty was kind of out the window. They're already treating him pretty much like a convict.
Sitting on the front row, like, the majority of the time, his back was to us, and so I was like, okay, I don't really, like, this is, it's not, I'm not saying it was, like, a human detachment, but I was like, since I can't see his face, like, I'm just going strictly off of how they're describing the scene, like, what he did. But when he turned around and looked at us, like, I think seeing his face put it in perspective, like, this is, I don't know, it was just such a surreal moment, like, when he actually was turned around and then they cuffed his feet, I was like, it's hard to not want, like, you don't want to not look at him, you don't want to not like dehumanize him, but also at the same time, like, he just tried to murder someone, so it was hard to I guess come to terms with.
I know I was affected more by the photos, especially of the woman and you know, how bad those look for him. And it's hard not to want to judge somebody in that situation. And I was also surprised by just the nature of the crime of seeing a car, you know, inside somebody's house was pretty, you know, shocking. I'd never seen that before. What did y'all think of anything about the jury or any of the witnesses or
Originally, for this class, I wanted to research the jury because when we were sitting there, George Jones was an African-American man and there was only one African-American on the jury. So I was curious as to how that's decided and if that's the norm. But the public doesn't have access to previous jury records like that. But I was insanely curious to know why that was.
So afterwards, Ms. Johnson gave us a writing assignment. How was that, writing about it?
Yeah, that was, when we did the writing assignment, it was funny to me when people were reading out their different narratives of their, and like, I guess their accounts of what they experienced in the courtroom. A lot of people interpreted things, like we were all basically on the same page, but a lot of people had different approaches to how we saw interactions like between you know, the prosecution and then the defense and the jury obviously. And I guess because it gave me more insight into how other people saw the case happening, but also like reminded me like, oh, maybe I did miss this detail because of, you know, I was writing something down. So it was definitely worthwhile to hear everybody's accounts and see, I guess, from their perspectives what was going on.
What was y'all's reaction to find out that he had died in jail?
It's a bit harrowing. I mean, we saw this gentleman, I mean, he drove a car through a house and shot a woman and beat her, but maybe not a gentleman. But, you know, we saw this gentleman a couple days ago, and not, you know, by the time we saw that article, it was a couple days before that. It's harrowing, right? We saw this gentleman in a big part of his life, right? Whatever was going to happen next for him was going to change his life massively. But I don't think anyone could have seen that it was going to be so massive. He would just cease. And it's kind of disturbing. And especially the situation surrounding his death. Could it have been prevented? I mean, we don't know. And, you know, we're investigative journalism students, so we're all plucky and excited to, is there an issue there? But, you know, a man's life was held in a system's hands and the system failed him, which is unfortunate.
For me, I think it was really hard to not just assume that it might have been a suicide. And I think maybe coping with, like, being sentenced to a life sentence would have a huge effect on you. And even if it wasn't a suicide, like, that's going to affect your health, your mental health at least. And so I think it was just interesting to think about that and to wonder, like, how many other people, are in the same situation.
Emily Lanoux and Margaret Full took to this story and decided to focus their final project on some of the issues surrounding the aftermath of George F. Jones' death.
So I initially was not going to do a story on prison deaths in Athens, but it is this court case and then his subsequent death that really kind of led me to want to pursue that. And so I actually put in a open records request to get a record of all deaths within prisons in Athens-Clark County for the past 20 years, actually. And his name was not on the list that I received, and two other prisoners who had died in prison in Athens were also not on the list. So that kind of makes me wonder, you know, are there more people than maybe we're being told about, or I don't know. So that's also, because initially I was like, well, maybe this one court case won't really be, you know, enough evidence to prove that some mistreatment went on, so I need to get more records. And like, now that there's this, there's people missing within the data that I requested, it kind of makes me think, okay, well, maybe this could actually be an investigation. So I think just this one court case kind of led me into a broader investigation.
For me, like I said, I originally wanted to look into the jury and the makeup of it and to go into that, but then those records aren't available to the public. So from there, I moved on to wondering how many defendants are appointed an attorney and if that has any effect on the outcome of their sentence, and if maybe he had the money to hire an attorney or to hire someone to, like, analyze the evidence better or whatever, that maybe the outcome would have been different, or his life sentence wouldn't have been life, it would have been shorter, or something like that.
What records have y'all requested so far?
I requested to see records of all deaths within Athens Clark County jails over the last 20 years, so since 1999. They came up, and I got less than a dozen people who have died in the last 20 years in jails in Athens. But then there's the three that I know of that are not on the list.
I requested the autopsy reports and the, the coroner's reports. But those won't be coming out for another, 90 to 120 days. And I only requested those just out of curiosity, just because we had been there and I was wondering. But then for my actual investigative story, all of the records that I need are open to the public. They're online, so I can see who's on the docket and then who their attorney is, and then you can find all the attorneys who work for Athens-Clark County to see if those correlate.